money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Show show. Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Salute, salute, salute. Ramaya Trash, appreciate the badge, love. Latricia G, Netherlands is in the building. Soul Power Music, Sage Impress Knowledge, peace, peace, peace. Gerber Charles is in the building. Get Regulated is in the building. Iris Palmer's in the building. Salute Tenacious. I'm Chose is in the building. 316-20 is in the building. Sunny San Diego. A Low, top of the top. I am JP Rich. Appreciate the badge, love my G. Appreciate you, Ramaya. Good vibes for filming today. I appreciate you. Miss Tiff is in the building. Salute. So yeah, where the hell is my, I don't even know where my phone is, yo. So yesterday we had a great shoot, you know what I'm saying? Fast shout out to everybody that came through. I don't even know if I should say who, but we had a great shoot. It was nothing but power. Five episodes down. We got six more today, and my call time is 10, and it takes me a half an hour to get to the spot. So I got to leave a little early because if my call time is 10, I don't want to, like, matter of fact, my call time is actually early, right? My first interview is at 10, which means that if the interviewer get there, I usually want to get there a little earlier, just make sure everything good. So I got to get there like 9:30. You know what I'm saying? Rabbi says, was it Ash Cash? You know what I'm saying? Like that wasn't a lifetime. Cause I, you know what I mean? But yeah. Ash Cash had the biggest episode. That's it. The biggest episode ever was this last Thursday. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we out here. So I want to start with the daily aspiration. I think daily aspiration is on point today. Hold on, I just got to this. Let's see. Daily aspiration. We gonna throw on this. Salute, Gerber Charles. I appreciate you, GC.
You're my other half. Without you, I cannot.
Yo.
Be alone, baby.
So Blue Five Keys, top of the morning. You can cut us short. Yeah, I'm going to have to cut y'all short like 8:45. So I got enough time, 15 minutes. And I got to get some tea because my voice. Greetings and salutations, my warriors of light. Welcome to the day that you realize that in order to get everything you want out of life, you have to get over everything that is holding you back. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to self-pity, ungratefulness, complaint, pessimism, and ego. Disclaimer, the following views are not necessarily those of the mediocre, but of those who understand the secret of being successful in life. What I'm about to say may seem harsh, but it is a truth that needs to be said. Get over yourself. Walking around as if life has done something wrong to you will get you nowhere. Acting as if life is the worst life possible is the most ungrateful thing that you could possibly do. Stop acting as if all hope is gone and that you're not in the best position to win. Did you want it to be easy? Did you want your dreams to be handed to you on a silver platter? Oh, I get it. you don't want to put in any work. Stop complaining and get rid of your ego. You are the most fortunate person on this earth. And instead of saying thank you, you are beating yourself up and wishing that life was different. Know that the way life is right now is exactly the way it's supposed to be. You are going through what you are going through because it is part of your process. It is your initiation phase for all the great things that you that are about to happen. Stop taking it for granted and say thank you. I can give you a million other people who aren't as fortunate as you. Your life is great right now. Change your perspective and get over your hump. Sincerely yours. Sincerely yours. #. P.S. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. First quote by Helen Keller says, self-pity is our worst enemy. And if we yield to it, we can never do anything wise in this world. Next quote, which is an unknown quote, and it says, accept fate and move on. Don't yield. Let me turn this off real quick. They plan a beat, and I just want to make sure we make sure y'all hear this. The worst thing that happens to you may be the best thing for you, and you don't let it get the best for you. You know what I mean? Y'all know what my message was for yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta get over yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get over yourself. You gotta get over yourself and realize that. It's not about not healing. It's not about being insensitive. It's not about saying, well, forget what happened, and you know what I mean? It's not about that. Because I would be lying to tell you if I told you that I didn't go through a healing process. You know what I'm saying? But in my healing, though, I didn't find excuses, though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't use the situation as an excuse to sideline me. I didn't use the process or whatever was happening as an excuse or as a reason to not seek to be better. And you know, for me, it's really about, again, putting everything in proper perspective. When you put things in proper perspective, you will realize that everything is happening to everybody, though. That's the other thing. Hey, yo, that's the one thing I want you to realize. Things are happening to everybody. There is no one immune from it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was, you know, reading the Will Smith book, watching Will Smith interview on Oprah. Ish was happening to him. It happens to all of us, right? And somehow, because you've accepted a victim mentality, right? Somehow, because you've accepted a victim mentality, you believe that the reason why stuff is happening to you because you're just a victim. You know, why me? Like, oh, somebody, you know, I don't know, you know, this is my destiny. Somebody chose. No. Get over yourself. Nah, it's not just you. Jay-Z has problems. Oprah has problems. Will Smith has problems. The Obamas have problems. Jeff Bezos has problems. It happens to all of us. It's not about money. It ain't. If your bank account had 7-8 digits in it, you're still gonna go through ish, right? Because the truth of the matter is that God doesn't even recognize money, right? So God don't recognize money. Money is the lowest energy. Money is the lowest energy. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and then money. Money is actually the lowest energy, right? It's the lowest energy. And so when things happen to you, right, is being tested. You never go to any class, elementary school, high school, college. You never go to any class and you don't get tested. In order to get to the next class, you have to be tested, right? Any class you take, what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen is that you're going to learn a thing, right? You're going to learn something. And after you learn it, in order for you to pass and get to the next level, right, which is the next class, you have to be tested. Right. And so what happens is you learn. And in order to pass to the next level of evolution, you have to be tested. And so the reason why, as you're leveling up, you think, right, your victim mentality thinks that, oh my God, they're trying to stop me. It's like taking a class and the professor spent all semester teaching you something, and now you said you got it, and your professor comes and says, hey, here's a class, and you start complaining, or here's a test, and you start complaining that the professor is giving you a test. How is the professor going to know? How is the professor going to know, right? How is the professor going to know whether you got it or not, if the professor doesn't test you? And so God is elevating you to another level, right? God is elevating you to another level. But as God is elevating you to that other level, you keep saying you got it. Okay, words, you got it. All right, let me throw some stuff at you. Let me see if you got it, right? And like I said, money is the lowest energy. And so if you're distraught, if you don't get it, that abundance is your birthright, if you don't get that God is always going to provide for you, and God can shake you at the money level, you ain't got it, right? You ain't got it, because there's five other levels that you're going to be tested on that this is algebra. Money is algebra. Money is the lowest thing that you could be tested on. Money is algebra. So if you failing algebra, you gotta pass the whole test, right? Good health. That's, do you have a good health mentally, spiritually, physically, right? That's where it starts. That's the highest level. Then happiness, right? Is there anything that can shake your happiness? Because if anything can shake your happiness, then it ain't real happiness. Love. Are you moving in love? Are you doing everything in love? Right? God's going to put a lot of situations in your... Yo, let me tell you, and I normally don't do this. I'm going to tell you, God tested me yesterday. Right? God tested me yesterday. Thank God I was able... And I don't never do this. I give anonymously all the time. And that's just me, that, because a lot of the stuff I do is between me and God, you know what I'm saying? So I don't always kind of talk about the stuff, but I'm gonna talk about this one in particular, because I think this is a lesson for everybody, right? You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that Jesus is talking to the disciples, and in the scripture, I don't know it word for word, but pretty much Jesus is telling the disciples, look, I looked out already. I did this already. I looked out already. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus is like, nah, in as much as you've done to the least of these, right? Meaning that just because you looked out up here doesn't mean that you're off the hook, right? Did you look out for the least? Meaning the people that could do nothing for you, right? Are you looking out for the least of these, right? And so here's how I was tested yesterday, right? So I had to, and this just ties into love, right? This ties into love and how you got to move in love with everything you do, right? So I'm rushing yesterday because I have the shoot to do. And last minute, you know, I got a lot going on. So last minute, I'm like, damn, what outfit I'm gonna wear for who, whatever, whatever. So long story short, I'm running late, right? I'm running late. My first interview is with somebody I revere. Like, yo, somebody, I wouldn't be Ash Cash if it wasn't for this person. It was the first person that even before I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, kind of like was like a mentor to me from afar. So it was a 180 moment to like really like meet with this person. So I'm like, I'm not nervous because I'm not nervous to meet people, but it was definitely somebody that I was like, man, right? So I'm rushing. And you know, I get to the parking lot, and I'm taking I took my stuff downstairs, I'm rushing or whatever. I get to the parking lot, and I see this guy, right? This guy is super duper homeless. I don't even know what that means, but when I say super duper homeless, I mean like he has like a knot on his head, he got like a towel. He looked like he stink. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by super duper homeless, right? He looked like he stink. And you know, he's like, you know, he has this face, like this face that's like a beggar face. I have a pet peeve. I hate beggars. And the only reason, and when I say hate beggars, it's not even like a real hate. I personally, because I've never begged before, right? I'm not a beggar. And so I always look at beggars like, yo, you could do something. Like I'm imposing my will. Was true for me to other people. And so I don't like beggars, right? So already before he even comes to me, I have this thing of disgust. And I'm just being 100% transparent with you. I have this thing of disgust, like, yo, why you even like this? I don't know his story. I'm not considering nothing. I'm just telling you, my natural feeling was like, yo, why you even like this? You know? And so he's talking to some guy or whatever. And I get out my car, and he walks over to me. And before he even uttered a word, matter of fact, I heard him say, he didn't even ask for money. He said, yo, can you go to Dunkin' Donuts, right? He said, can you go to Dunkin' Donuts? Because I'm hungry, right? I need something to eat. And I dismissed him. I dismissed him because I was so like, I'm like, yo, I got the show to do. I'm hurry. Let me hurry up and put my thing on the thing. So I dismissed him. I was like, yo, I ain't got it. Right. No, not do. I'm like, I ain't got it. And so all I kept hearing was in as much as you do to the least of these. When my brother was hungry, did you feed him? When my brother was hungry, did you feed him? And so I go pay, and I was like, man, I'm feeling bad now. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling bad. And so luckily for me, I have to walk by Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I'm saying? I have to walk by Dunkin' Donuts on the way to the spot. And so I saw him. And I'm like, yo, what's up, brother? I said, yo, you still hungry? Come on, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got you. And so the gratitude in his face, you know what I'm saying? The gratitude in his face was everything. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, I didn't even want Dunkin' Donuts because I was good. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm online. Everybody's looking at him almost with the same type of disgust. And I go front, like I was looking good though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't be shouting out designers and all that, but I had to call Lagerfeld. I don't know how you say that, but I had the, you know what I mean? I had the Saks Fifth Avenue look. You know what I'm saying? I had the Saks Fifth Avenue sweat on. You know what I'm saying? I was smelling good. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know what I mean? I had my good watch on. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know what I mean? I looked and smelled like, you know what I mean? A little bit of change. You know what I'm saying? And so now, right now, you got everybody in this, everybody that was in this Dunkin' Donuts is looking at him, and I'm talking to him with love. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to him with love. I'm like, yo, what's up, brother? I'm like, all right, what you want? You know what I'm saying? He like, yo, can I get a sausage biscuit? He said, can I get a hash brown and a donut? And I said, cool. I said, that's all you want? He said, yo, let me get a hash brown, a donut, and a coffee. And I said, all right, cool. Hash brown, donut, and a coffee. I said, bro, whatever you want. So everybody looking at me, everybody looking at him. And I don't know. I just felt everybody's guard went down. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, can I get a sausage biscuit? I said, yo, bro, whatever you want. Get whatever you want. And he's like, all right, let me get a sausage biscuit. Let me get two pumpkin donuts, hash browns, and a coffee. So now I'm like, all right, cool. I'm trying to remember this stuff. And then he goes by the place where, you know, you go get drinks and all that. So I said, yo, you want a drink too? It's a small Dunkin' Donuts. So anybody hear it? I'm like, yo, you want a drink too? I said, yo. He's like, no, I'm good. I said, yo, you want water? Whatever you want, right? And so now, I'm not low, so you can hear my voice throughout the whole joint. And so the lady now sees me, and she knows what's going on. Who's that? So it's my turn to go, and she see me trying to remember. I'm trying to remember all of that what he wants. So she looks up at him, and she called him to the front. She said, "Come in." And so now, me and him side by side, he giving his order. You know what I'm saying? He giving his order. You know what I'm saying? And she's like confirming it with me, giving the order. She's very nice to him. She's like talking to him with respect. And again, I could feel the emotion of love from him too. You know what I'm saying? And so we finish. She tell me the price. I put my card in. I pay for it. She asked me if I wanted anything. I'm like, I'm cool. I don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm good because I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So my first meal has to be after 12. And so I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. And so I go and I put the card in. The receipt comes out. She breaks out the receipt. She says, here's your bank information. And she gives him, right? She gives him the receipt, and she's like, you know, sir, you know, just go over to the other side, and this is your number. They'll call you, right? And why am I saying this again? I never talk about
good stuff, but I feel like God put it in my heart to tell y'all this because of how I was dismissive to him. You know what I'm saying? How I was dismissive, and I kept reminding myself, right? Again, this is one of those things, right? This is one of those things in which it was a test for me, because God said, yo, Ash, you running around here telling people you greatness on display. That's what you're doing. You running around here telling people to be God conscious. You running around here telling people that you're made in the image and likeness of God, and everything that you do is in honor of God, right? And so are you only God when you online, right? Are you only greatness on display when you write in books, when the camera's on? Are you greatness when nobody sees it? So that was the test. That was the test. Yo, are you greatness? Are you like, oh yeah, yo, Yo, the people could come on live and you could get enamored by the amount of views you got, right? The people could buy badges and you could say thank you for the badge love. They could comment and you could feel the love through the comment. They could watch a show and they could pass the show on. But this man right here cannot do nothing for you. He cannot do nothing for you. Right? Facts, Lynn. I want for my brother what I want for myself. I want for my brother what I want for myself. Are you greatness on display when the lights are off? You know what I'm saying? And that was the test. That was the test. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the test. And I that's why I say thank God, right? Thank God that I didn't flunk. I didn't get an A though. So I ain't gonna see it act like I got an A. I ain't get an A, maybe a B minus. You know what I'm saying? Cause I got scared. When I saw the test, I got scared. You know what I'm saying? When I saw the test, I got scared. Had I reacted the right way, I probably would have got an A. I didn't get an A. I did not get an A. So I did pass. I passed, but wasn't with an A. I got a B minus, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I got a B minus because I reacted the wrong way, but thank God I was able to make it right. You know what I'm saying? Let's be God conscious, right? Let's be God conscious. Let's understand that you're going to be tested. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. And I'm telling you, if you're failing on a money test, you are failing horribly. Money is the lowest energy. God will provide. Always. Always. Not sometimes, right? Not sometimes. God will always provide. So if you're stressing out about money and you're not focused on good health, mental, physical, spiritual health, if you're not focused on your happiness, if you're not focused on love, if you're not focused on success, if you're not focused on prosperity, then you miss it. You're missing the point. You know what I'm saying? You're missing the point. You know, money's the last thing you need to be worried about. So I need y'all to be God conscious.
You see, God must become personal to you.
God got to be personal.
Jesus must become
God got to be personal to me.
Now watch me blow your mind. I'm going to bring it even more closely. God must become personalized in me, through me, and as me. And you see, this is what makes and made Jesus Christ what Jesus Christ is as a person. The fact that Jesus was so God conscious that God Texas. Became personal
Who are you
and
you are
personalized
Lord?
In Jesus, through Jesus, and as Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus became and was so conscious of God that when Jesus spoke, God spoke. But if you leave that on the shores of Galilee, you've missed the point. If you put that 2,000 years ago and leave it there, you've missed the point. Because what did Jesus tell his disciples are the disciplines of his mind? What did he teach the faculties of his mind? The works that I do, maybe you'll do. No,
the works that I do shall you do also.
And in order to do the same works that the master did, you must have the master mind. You must have the master consciousness. You must have the master power. And you see, this is the whole idea of Jesus and the 12 disciples. You must give to every one of the aspects of your mind the master power. Let me hear every one of you say, I have the master power of God in me. See, this is what made Jesus the master. He had the master power. These titles are not just titles that you can pin on you. You must get these titles in consciousness. That's why I'm glad for those of you who are talking about certificates. I like for you to have your certificates and your credits, but realize that all of your real credit is in consciousness and what you do with it. Some people are more desirous of the title reverend than they are of the consciousness, which alone can make you reverend, a practitioner. Ladies and gentlemen, only the consciousness of a thing can make you that thing. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost, except by the Holy Spirit. You must have the spirit of whatever you want to be. So then Jesus is the God-conscious mind in man, that within you that knows who and what you are in God, and who and what God is in you. That's Jesus. And this must become your personal savior. It must become personal to you. You must personalize it, just like Jesus did. I got news for you. The only difference between Jesus and any other person is purely consciousness.
Consciousness.
Jesus is God's son, and Jesus knows that.
Yeah.
And the only difference between the average person and Jesus is that a man is God's son, but man doesn't know it.
I don't know it.
This
don't
is why
it.
Again Jesus said, "You shall know the truth."
And the truth shall what?
The truth will set you free. When you know the truth that you are the son of God, that sets you free from the belief that you are a son of a gun. And it sets you free from all that sons of guns are heir to.
888, appreciate the badge up. Beyond West, salute my chief.
You're a child of God.
Salute, Ken.
And you see, when you are born again, you are born into this mind. You are born into this consciousness. You are born out of humanity into divinity. So this is Jesus. I told you before, and it's worth repeating. When I say Jesus, I mean something so far beyond what the average person is thinking about. When I say money, I'm talking about something infinitely beyond what the average person is even thinking about. People think I'm just talking about dollars and dollars alone. But I'm talking about the one thing that is everything, which we call consciousness here. Because again, a part of our definition of Jesus says that Jesus is the one, everyone who knows I am.
Because in the scripture,
I am says, I am God. And besides me,
thank you, I appreciate it.
And I'm going to give you this again and again and again and again and again and again until you produce it and demonstrate. I am is awareness of being. Now, just stop and think about that and feel that for a moment.
Respect,
you are announcing
you.
Your awareness of being. You're saying that you am. Bad grammar, but good meaning. I am aware. This statement unmasks God. This statement is the unmasking of God. In the scriptures, God is hidden behind many masks, as it were. And to those who do not have spiritual discernment, you see, God is hidden behind the personality of Jesus Christ. Whereas the truth is, Jesus Christ is to be the revelation of God. Every man is to be the revelation of God. You are here to be the revelation of God.
I am here to reveal God.
Together.
I am here to reveal God.
Because I want to make this clear also that these are training sessions as well. It's going to heal you. It's going to enrich you. It's going to solve your problems. But stick around. I am here to reveal God, perfect good. Don't you forget that. I am says, I am God. The awareness of being is God. Why? Because I am creates everything. Everything that I say that I am, everything that I think that I am, everything that I believe that I am, everything that I feel that I am, I become. But until I add something to I am just a great big infinite am. So if I want to be something, I must work with I am. I must add something to I am. This time I'm going to add healthy to I am. Let me hear everybody say, I am healthy. Now you see, I am is God, and when you become aware of being something with your awareness of being, God, or I am, creates it and brings it to pass. This is why, again, the scripture tells us, let the weak say, I am God. Why? Because whatever you add to I am, you become. I am creates it. It's so simple that it's profound. But this statement, again, what does it do? It is the unmasking of God. I don't want you to forget that. This statement is the unmasking of God. I can add so many things to I am. We can add rich to I am. But remember, we most of all must be sure that we are adding to I am subjectively. We must feel it. We must believe it. Subjective reality
always
becomes objective reality. Subjective reality always becomes objective reality. Subjective reality always creates and becomes objective reality. Whatever I say I am in my feeling, in my gut, in my heart, in my mind, whatever I say I amness creates that. I amness becomes that. Why? Because I am God. I am is the making power, and that mind in you which knows I am is Jesus. I don't care how dumb you think you are, there is a mind in you that knows. I don't care how poor you think you are, there is a reality in you that is infinitely rich. I don't care how weak you think you are, there's a reality in you that is infinitely kind. There is that in you which is aware of God, infinite good, perfect good. Whatever you add to this I amness of your being, you will express. And the mind in you that knows this is Jesus. And we hear the Master Jesus repeating this over and over again. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the bread of life.
I am the bread of life.
And the ascended Jesus says, I am the root and the offspring. I am the life. I am the way, says the mastermind. Meaning what? Awareness of being is the way to be whatever you want to be. If you want to be rich, what is the way to be rich? Be aware of being rich. What is the way to good health? Be aware of being healthy. Yes, even while you're sick, the way to become well is to be aware of being well. Even while you're poor, the way to be rich is to become aware of being rich. Why? Because I am God.
I am God. Greatness on display. Are you going to be that? All right, y'all. I got to go a little early today. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me, the Ash Cash Show. I got to shoot all day today. I got to get some tea. Got to get ready. So I appreciate y'all. thank you so much for everybody got for the badge love. Fast shout to Ramiah Trask. I am JP Rich. Jason Senior, Adrian, thank you for the badge up. It's A Low, Chris Kids Clothing, Patrick Watkins 79, Regina Umoya, the Real Misha, the Stress Less Live Better 888 Luxury Pampering, P Dub, the Don Oliver. Thank y'all so much for the badge love. Y'all see y'all tomorrow. In God's will, everything in God's will. See y'all tomorrow, same time, same place. All right, peace y'all.
I'm talking about wet.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.